Blog Talk Radio.
So we are just blessed to be here today, And we just thank God for each and every one of you coming on this morning. I noticed that quite a few of you got on early. Amen. And you're learning that if you get on this line early, you don't get the busy signal when everybody else is trying to call in. Amen. And if you do get a busy signal, just call back. Keep calling back. That just means other people are calling in the same time that you are. So let's open up the Word this morning. We go to our Psalm 95. We'll be reading that this morning together, the King James Version, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And then after we read that, we're going on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. And then we're going to just open the lines for a moment, and you can tell the Lord who He is to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's start on now with Psalm 95. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And when you get to 3, say it out loud, really loud. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to give you an opportunity to say who the Lord is to you. Is He the Lord Most High? Is He your healer, your everlasting God? Amen. Press your number one key, and we'll open up your line just for a moment for you to say who the Lord is to you. Amen. So press your number one key. I see a few people have done it. Press your number one key. We'll open up your line just for a moment so that you can say who the Lord is to you. Hallelujah. We'll start with Pastor Mom.
The Lord is my provider.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my provider. Amen. And I say the Lord is my strong creator. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel, area code 201. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my everlasting encourager.
Amen. Amen. I know that's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Miss Cleora, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen. Thank you. Good. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And then we have Sister Debbie. Who is the Lord to you? Opening up your line now.
The Lord is my help.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is your help. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And now the phone number is area code 314-531. We're opening up your line. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is the light of my life.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us and saying that. Praise God. The Lord is the light of your life. And then, Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is the love of my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord, hallelujah. He's so much in our lives. Praise God. And we have a list here. And if we all had a list of 1,000 things on every list, it still wouldn't be enough to say all who God is. Amen. So we're going to say what we have on our list, and you can repeat after us. So, Pastor Mom, you repeat after me and everybody else too. Okay. Amen. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner. Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord
my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just, you know, every time we call on his name, he shows up in a mighty and awesome way. Glory to God. Every time he shows up, and then our atmosphere changes all around us, and our atmosphere changes even on the inside of us when we call on his name. Hallelujah. Tell him who he is in our lives. Glory to God. Amen. And we want to do a declaration, and I've said before that at the beginning of the year, the Lord gave us declarations to say. And it's just so amazing that the declarations that we started at the beginning of the year are just so important even right now. So this morning we'll say two declarations. Amen. We're going to say declaration two, and then we'll say declaration number three today. Hallelujah. And remember that to declare a thing, when you declare a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. That's from Job 22 and 28. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. That's Isaiah 40 and verse 8. So if you repeat these declarations after me, God is just going to bless you. They're all based on the word of God, and his word stands forever. And there's some things that need to be established in our lives, in our homes, in our families. And this is going; these declarations are going to establish those things and cause light to shine upon our ways. Okay, let's say it. Repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And repeat this after me. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease
germ
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God
created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And I just feel like just saying this one little short one here, because I think this is important right now.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children.
For they are taught
of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's so important because, you know, even right now, things are going on in our families. We're not able to travel to where they are. If they're in the hospital, we can't see them. They're in a nursing home. We can't go visit them right now. But we can send the word. We can declare and decree the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Sister Charlene McDowell sang for us praise and worship, and we have it her singing recorded. So we're going to just praise and worship with her this morning. And it's we played it for the first time last week for our anniversary. But it's all about trust, trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need to trust him even at such a time as this. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to trust in the Lord. Always. Hallelujah. And then we just have to declare and decree that we feel no ways tired. Hallelujah. We done been through some stuff now this past couple of months, but we are no ways tired. Hallelujah. And we just trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. And there's one song that Pastor Mom just loves this song. And we're going to sing this song, Hallelujah. I think you may know it too. But we'll just sing this song and then we'll go into our communion time. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled, that's why my heart, that's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord paid the price for us way back on Calvary. Hallelujah. And our hearts are filled with praise as we go into our communion time with the Lord. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom's going to start off reading from 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23.
Okay. For I have received of the Lord that which I also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was
betrayed
took place.
Bread.
He took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this in my body, which is broken for you. That this is my remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as to drink and in remembrance of me. You gonna take it over?
Amen. Amen. And then verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 says, for, and thank you, Pastor Mom, says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if you would judge if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I pray that you all have your communion elements there. You have some bread and some juice. If you don't have juice, go ahead and get some water. You know the Lord turned the water into wine. Amen. So get your communion elements ready, and we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll go into having our communion together in remembrance of him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we love you, we thank you, Lord God, even for an opportunity to come together and to commune together in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity to do this, and so that we can bring to remembrance what you did for us on the cross. Lord God, you came and you lived on this earth. First, you laid down all of your wonderful glory for us to come down as a child and to be born as a child. We thank you for that, Lord God. And then you walked this earth for 33 and a half years, Lord. Hallelujah. So that we could be free, Lord God. We thank you. And some recognized you, and some didn't even recognize who you are and why you were here. But, Lord God, we recognize you today. We know that you came. You bled and you died for us on that cross, Lord God. And so we remember that today. And even as we remember it today, we examine ourselves, Lord, and we ask for forgiveness for the things that we have done, the things that we have left undone, the things that we have said, and the things that we didn't say that we should have said, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we examine ourselves, and we come to you and ask for forgiveness, Lord God, and say, Lord, forgive us for those things that we left undone, unsaid, Lord God, or that we said that we shouldn't have said. Lord, forgive us, Lord, the things that we even thought, Lord God, the imaginations, the vain imaginations that were in our minds. We ask for forgiveness of all of that right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we stand on your word in 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for that cleansing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And there's a prayer that we want to pray even before we begin to take this communion today. We want to make sure that we are one with our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So that's what we're remembering today. And then we want to make sure that we have we've accepted your gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to make sure that everybody has done that. People will listen to this broadcast in the future, and we want to make sure that everyone is born again. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10 and 9, it says, this is how we do it. This is how you get born again. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So no matter what how we think it should happen, our salvation should happen, the Bible says it very clearly. You confess with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer, and you believe in your heart, make a choice to believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Forgive me
of all my sin.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your ways
and help me to follow you.
And now I know,
according to the Bible,
that
I'm saved,
I'm born again,
and heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you touch those people who prayed that prayer for the first time. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they even perceive your presence on the inside of them. Christ in them, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Seal them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, even now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I know he just did something. I don't know if that somebody's on the line right now, but something just happened to somebody. Hallelujah. And if you have prayed that prayer before and you prayed it with us again, you're just really rehearsing and getting ready to pray that prayer with someone else in the near future in Jesus' name. Now let's go back to our communion. Hallelujah. The body of Christ was broken for us, and the blood of Jesus was shed for us. So if you have some kind of bread, take that out right now, and we're going to have that together and have your juice ready. And, oh, Lord. Have your juice ready, and we're going to have that together. Hallelujah. All these new logistics right here. We're going to get it together in the name of Jesus. So right now, let's all together thank you, Lord God, for your body that was broken for us, and we're going to eat it right now in remembrance of you. So eat the body. And then let's get ready. If you already ate and drank, it's okay. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that, hallelujah, that we take on your blood. We thank you for your blood, Lord God, that was shed for us. And we're drinking it now together. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, your blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you for the blood, Lord God. Oh, the blood of
somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood. Of Jesus, oh, the blood, oh, come. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us into our shared wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
White as snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to go into our word for today. Let's do the offering first. Praise God. And then we'll go into our word. Now, a few people I've let you know what we're doing today, so that you can kind of be ready for this. First of all, everybody who pressed their number one key to say that they want to say something, press your number one key one more time, because we're still having quite a few of you show up as wanting to say something. So the way it works is if you press your number one key one time, it looks like you're raising your hand. If you press it another time, then it looks like you took your hand down. So I want everybody to not show up on the board. So Miss Cleora, press your number one key one more time. Pastor Price, press your number one key one more time. Thank you, Miss Cleora. And Pastor Price, press your number one key one more time. And then area code 314-513, press your number one key one more time for me. Hallelujah. Okay, maybe you walked away for a little bit, but 531, press your number one key. Okay, so first we're going to do offering. We're going to pray over that. And then we're going to have, today we're going to have tag team preaching. Amen. If you never heard of that before, well, we've been doing it on Get 'em Radio this past month and been having an awesome time doing it. And basically, you just get a scripture, get you a topic, and then you can minister. It might just be you'll say a couple of words. It may be that you'll go up to 5 minutes, but you have as much as 5 minutes, but you can just even say just a little bit during that time. So we're going to have tag team preaching today, and that's something that there's a possibility. I'll give you a hint. There's a possibility that every first Sunday we'll be having tag team preaching. It's a possibility. So those of you who come on the broadcast, even for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, or those who even come in when we go back to having it in the chapel again, just be prepared. Any first Sunday, be instant, as 2 Timothy says, be instant in season and out of season. Just be prepared. Praise God. Amen. So think about that. Let the Lord just roll that around in your spirit while we're praying over the finances and doing our offering today. And those of you who have been asked and you know in advance, press your number one key and be ready. We're going to have you first because two of you are on that we talked to in advance. So press your number one key and get ready to bring the word. Pastor Mom is going to bring a word today as well. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom after we finish with our taking our offering today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what we do for the offering is we pray over our finances. So I'm going to pray. This is another thing that the Lord had us to begin to do at the beginning of the year, to pray over our finances. And I'm telling you, I've seen some wonderful things happen with my finances during this time. I've seen blessings come through, and I'm not just talking about the stimulus, but I thank God for the stimulus check. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer for finances after me. Lord,
I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all.
That you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how.
It is to be.
Dispersed.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance. Multiply it.
So that
what I make will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances. But still seek
Your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I know we are having church by phone, but you can give a couple of different ways, or three different ways that I can think of right now. You can send a check payable to ESLCCC, that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's ESL and then three C's after it, Christian Center Church. You can make your check payable to ESLCCC and mail it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. You can also, if you live in the building, and that's what you guys have been doing, if you live in the building, you can bring an envelope to 2E. Hallelujah. Amen. With either cash or a check made out to ESLCCC. And then for you 21st century folks who use Cash App, you can send it via Cash App. And our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Hallelujah. That's $ESLCCC. And even as we pray, we want to thank those right now in the name of Jesus who have given. Praise God. Praise God. People have truly given this, even this past week. We just thank God for those who gave. And, Lord, we thank you that your word says that you provide seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And also for those who tithe, we thank you, Lord God, that you said if we would just give a tithe, 10%, that you would bless us, hallelujah, and you would take sickness and disease from the midst of us. You would even rebuke the devourer for our sakes, hallelujah. You would bless us in such a way it would be so much, because you opening up the windows of heaven over us, and we thank you for that, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who gave, Lord, who are giving right now, who's writing those checks, or even the one that just sent a Cash App, hallelujah, or even Google Pay. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for that, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised. We give you praise for that, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we're going to start our tag team preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. So press your number one key, those of you, Sister Debbie, those of you who are going to participate in our tag team preaching. I see you've done it, Minister Rachel. So that's good. Praise his holy name. And we're going to open the lines. Oh, and we're going to start with Pastor Mom, and then we'll go to Deacon Roy, because he said he wanted to say a couple of words this morning. And then we'll go on to Minister Rachel after that. Hallelujah. And I don't know if you tried to press your number one key, Sister Debbie, but we're going to open up the line for you after Minister Rachel. Praise God. Anybody else, if you'd like to do it, go right ahead. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Mom.
Okay. Most of us take medicine. Sometimes we wonder if we get side effects may overdue on the medicine. We can take God's word as a medicine with what would no doubt a side effect of overdue.
Side effects, right? That's what you're saying. No side effects.
No
No side effects for God's medicine.
Whatever sickness or disease you are suffering from, God's word can cure it.
Hallelujah.
His word is good for any condition.
Amen.
If it doesn't seem to work right away, double it.
Hallelujah.
Decision.
Double the dosage. If
double
you don't see the work, double it.
Life in any medicine, God's word has to be done, has to be taken to work.
Amen.
It will not work on the shelf. And
amen.
It has to be taken according to the condition. If we will follow God's word the way the Father, what do God says? He will have wonderful results.
Amen. Take it the way he says it, we'll have wonderful results. Praise God.
The word of God says in Proverbs 4:20-23, my son, gave attention to my words, and inside your ears to be my saying. Do not let his department from your ears. Keep them to the midst of your heart.
Amen.
For they are life to these who the medicine and health to this flesh. Keep your heart
life.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Lord, your word is life.
Lord, your word is life.
Your word is medicine.
Your word is medicine.
And your word is health.
And your word is health.
To my flesh, in Jesus' name, amen.
To my flesh, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word is all medicine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that good word, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deacon, I'm going to open a line for you. Hey, Deacon Roy. Take your phone off mute, Deacon. All right, Deacon, you going to say something? Okay. All right, we're not hearing you. Okay. Amen. Well, he said this morning that he wanted to say he was just happy that God woke him up this morning and that he was feeling good. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to open a line now for Minister Rachel, and after that is going to be, hallelujah. Well, we'll open it up for Minister Rachel. Praise God. Welcome, Minister
Hi,
Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for
Hi.
Welcoming him. I thank God for using me on today. He wanted me to read Proverbs 28.
Amen.
I was trying to see what verses he wanted me to just read Proverbs 28, so I'm going to start.
Amen. Read Proverbs 28. Just do what he says.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of the land of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain, which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways. Though he be rich, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a company of righteous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit. But the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. Covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. as a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith it is not transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hideth themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Hallelujah. That was Proverbs 28, verse 1, all the way to verse 28.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Rachel. You know, sometimes the Lord just wants us to be bathed in his word, just to hear his word.
Amen.
His word
Amen.
Doesn't return void. Amen. It accomplishes all that he pleases. So we may not even know today just that somebody needed to hear the wisdom from Proverbs 28 just in their hearing
Amen.
Today. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. We're going to open a line for Sister. Amen. For Sister Debbie. Amen. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you well. You got a word for us this morning?
Yes, I was trying to think, but I also came back to Psalms 37.
Amen.
That's what I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Don't
Amen.
Worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they will soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn. And the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed. But those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and have a little than to be evil and rich. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered. But the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times, even in famine. They will have more than enough, but the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in the field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Those the Lord blesses will possess the land, but those he curses will die. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young and now I'm old, yet I never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. The godly always gives generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. And that was Psalms 37. I read from 1 to verse 27. And I thought about that. That's just like everybody worried about the coronavirus. But, you know, mm-hmm. God said, I got this. And another scripture, I didn't read it, but Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. And that's mine for this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, I see that with both of you all reading Proverbs 28 and Psalm 37, and then Mom brought the word about God's word is a medicine. Amen. All of that so far. We got one more, Pastor Price, coming after this. But all of that so far is just saying, just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. And don't be worried about evil things and even sickness. Don't even be worried about all that. And as you said, God got us. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Debbie. We praise God for you. Amen. Amen. Thanks for your obedience as well. Praise God. Amen. And our last speaker is Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line for you.
Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and all of the saints in your respective places. Good morning. Glory
good morning.
To God. Good afternoon. Yeah, good
it's
afternoon.
Good to have
now.
Our founder on the line with us this morning. Praise God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I give glory to God. There is a just a quick special word that the Lord has given for me in this tag team preaching. And, you know, many times as we walk in the Lord, it's like during this time that we're having what they call a sheltering in time, we also have the wonderful opportunity to shelter in with God, to shut in the secret place with God even the more, which means that we're not doing a whole lot of maybe going in and out and going to different places. And so it's a wonderful time to have that special sheltering in and close time with the Lord. So I want to talk about very quickly because of a special verse that's so very special to me. And the title, if there was a title for this little short time, is God Found Me So That I Could Find Him. God found me so that I could find him. One of my very, very favorite scriptures is in Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon 3, chapter 3 and verse 4. I'm going to say that again. Song of Solomon 3 and verse 4. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. In the NIV Bible, that verse says, scarcely in Song of Solomon 3 and verse 4, chapter 3 and verse 4, the NIV says, scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. May is a very special month for me. Always. It's always a special month. Not only is it Mother's Day, and that's a special month for all the mothers, but my natural birthday is on the 25th of this month. My sister's birthday is on the 28th of this month. My grandson's birthday is on May 10th. My sister Martha's birthday was May 7th. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but thank God for my sister. And then it was the month also that I met my husband Joe on May 16th, 1975. Glory to God. But then on May the 21st, 1978, that was a very, very special day for me. It was the day that I rededicated my life to the Lord. Even though I had received Christ in 1958 and had asked him into my heart and life, I still did not walk close to him. I did not walk close to him. I knew of him and knew of his existence, but in 1958, I did not have that close, intimate walk with the Lord. And then I even got into where I was an alcoholic, got up in the morning drinking, going to bed at night drinking. And so it was such a great, wonderful blessing. In 1978, May 21st of 1978 was the day that I rededicated my life to the Lord and was baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Yes, it was on that day that God found me so I could find him. Jesus is truly the love of my life, the lover of my soul, the one who found me so that I could find him. That is why, again, I say Solomon, Song of Solomon 3 and verse 4 says, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. That's my word for me today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holding him. Well, I ain't gonna let him go. Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. And thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. So I guess if I would summarize all these wonderful preachers this morning with the tag team, that it's so important that we have found God. He has found us, and then when we find him, we can't let him go. We hold on to his word, because his word is a medicine to us. Hallelujah. His word will heal us. Glory to God. If it don't seem like it's healing us, then we double the dosage. Hallelujah. And then we just continue to trust in the Lord,
even though we might see evil around us, even though it looks like the rich people are got it going on and the poor people don't, hallelujah, even though it seems like the evil is all around us and things are going on, but we're going to continue to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Lord takes care of the godly. Amen. And he sees the end of the evil coming, and he's laughing at it, knowing that it's coming to an end. Hallelujah. So I just see this because we're holding on to the Lord. We won't let him go. And he's going to give encouragement to us because we're the godly ones. Amen. And it's important for us not to be weary in our well-doing, even though what we see all around us, we just hold on to the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't be weary. And in due season, we shall reap because we're not going to faint. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All those who stepped out and spoke your word just the way you said to do it today. So we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close now. Amen. We said our prayer of salvation when we were doing our communion this morning, and we praise God for that. And I just want to just thank God again for just having this available to us to be able to come and gather together and come together in his name. And to worship him, to praise his holy name, hallelujah, to even have communion together in this way. We just, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We don't take this lightly because even in some places they may not even be able to gather together like this. So we thank God, and we also thank him that we'll be able to come together again in one place, in a room. Hallelujah. We'll be able to hug again and give each other the right hand of fellowship. Hallelujah. Be able to touch. And we know that the word of God says that there's a time to embrace and there's a time to refrain from embracing. But I know a lot of people are missing hugs now as never before. So we're going to go ahead and close now. And once again, we just thank you all. We pray that you have a blessed day. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm forgetting anything this morning, Pastor Mom, but we're going to go ahead and have you to close us.
Okay. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent. One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as far as this Get 'Em Radio is concerned, we are having Bible study on tomorrow at 12 noon. You call the same number, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same number, 516-418-5699. And on Tuesday, we are still having our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we pray in tongues for an hour. We have different people praying in tongues for 15 minutes, and then we get an interpretation of it. Hallelujah. We share that interpretation after the hour. And so please join us. It has been awesome. God has given us great words of utterance, you know, from him through the people. So that's what we're doing on Tuesday. On Thursday, we start a new series, Evangelism Boot Camp. Same number, 516-418-5699. The Evangelism Boot Camp is going to be starting this Thursday. And we're going to talk about evangelism. So we're all mobilized to evangelize, and we're all ready to lead somebody to Jesus because people need Jesus right now more than ever. Hallelujah. So God bless you all, and we'll be back here next Sunday at 11. Even if things open up and we're able to go back into the chapel, we're going to kind of wait it out until at least June. So you will know, we will tell you at least a week in advance before we go back into the chapel. So God bless you all, and have a blessed day. And remember, I'm the church. You're the church.